The Wine Farmer. This is the story of Gamble Estates in Napa Valley, California, written by Lisa Parati Brown for The Wine Palette. Gamble Estates stands apart in luxury-driven Napa Valley for its agricultural roots. For founder Tom Gamble, wine has been the natural extension of more than a century of farming in the region. The estate's story is less about reinvention than about continuity, shaped by generations who worked the land long before Napa's wine boom. My grandfather and great uncle came to Napa County in 1916, Gamble recalled. They began in the far northeastern part of the county. My great uncle mined cinnabar, and my grandfather grazed livestock. At a time when Napa's wine industry was still uncertain, especially during Prohibition, the family focused on diversified agriculture rather than vineyards. Gamble's grandfather purchased land opportunistically during the agricultural depression that followed World War I, farming livestock, grains, and tree crops rather than planting grapes for commercial production. Even after acquiring a substantial 900-acre property in Oakville in the 1950s, the future of Napa wine remained too unpredictable to justify vineyard development. With Prohibition beginning in 1919 and uncertainty around the wine business, my grandfather never planted grapes commercially, Gamble explained. That long view of agriculture would ultimately define Gamble's philosophy decades later. Gamble's personal trajectory into wine began with a sense of unfinished business. As a child, he learned that his family was leasing out Oakville vineyards rather than farming them directly. A realization that left a lasting impression. I did not want us to become what are called mailbox farmers, he said. Even at that age, I knew one day I wanted to run my own farming operation. After enrolling at UC Davis in 1979, Gamble quickly immersed himself in hands-on viticulture. By the end of his freshman year, he had formed a small farming company and purchased an abandoned hops field in the Russian River Valley, planting Pinot Noir and Chardonnay despite challenging flooding conditions. That early venture established a pattern that would continue throughout his career, identifying undervalued land, learning through experience, and gradually refining a portfolio of higher quality vineyard sites. Although Gamble had farmed grapes for decades, the move into winemaking came relatively late. I began making wine in 2000, he said. That first effort was not successful, but it was an important education. By 2005, he and his wife launched what would become Gamble Estates, seeking to translate vineyard experience into estate-driven wines. The decision was both philosophical and practical. Rising land costs made farming alone increasingly difficult, while producing wine created a pathway to reinvest in vineyards and sustain the family's presence in Napa Valley. There was also a generational motive. Only a few family members were drawn to tractors and trellises, Gamble noted. All of them, however, were intrigued by wine. I believed that if we built a winery and a brand around our vineyards, it might give them a reason to keep at least one foot in Napa Valley. Over time, the estate evolved from Gamble Family Vineyards into Gamble Estates, a rebranding that began around 2022 as the portfolio became more focused and vineyard-centric. The estate's Rutherford Vineyard represents a convergence of two Napa Valley legacies. While the Gamble family arrived in 1916, Gamble's wife's family traces its roots back to the early 1870s. The property, historically known as Longchamp, reflects that earlier wave of Napa viticulture. It is meaningful for both of us, Gamble said. My family arrived in 1916, hers in the 1870s. So when we farm Rutherford, we are continuing two agricultural legacies at once. The vineyard, now part of the 121-acre CC Ranch, originated within larger 19th-century holdings tied to the Carpi family and was gradually consolidated by Gamble and his wife through family acquisitions. Complementing Rutherford's valley floor heritage is a Mount Veeder site, purchased in 2014 and planted beginning in 2017, reflecting Gamble's ongoing pursuit of site diversity. Despite producing estate wines, Gamble still sees himself foremost as a farmer. The estate farms more than 170 planted acres across Napa Valley, selling fruit to more than 30 winery clients while crafting a smaller portfolio of roughly 3,000 cases annually, a deliberate shift from earlier production levels closer to 10,000 cases. This refocusing mirrors Gamble's belief in what he describes as a small vine mentality, emphasizing site-specific farming decisions and lower yields. Sauvignon Blanc, planted as early as 1998 on tighter 8x5-foot spacing rather than the Valley's more common wider rows, illustrates his willingness to challenge convention. "In the early days, my financial people thought, 'What are you doing with the SB?'" he admitted, reflecting on the slow path to recognition for the variety. Environmental stewardship remains central to the estate's identity. Gamble is pursuing regenerative certification alongside organic farming practices, not as a marketing strategy, but as a means of improving soil health and vineyard balance. "For me, that is not a marketing point. It is evidence that our soils are healthier and that our vines are in better balance," he explained. To refine the winemaking vision, Gamble has partnered with consulting winemaker Philippe Melka, whose Bordeaux-influenced sensibility aligns with the estate's emphasis on balance and structure. The goal is not to reshape the wines stylistically, but to elevate what the vineyards already offer. "As a farmer, I make planting and farming decisions based on what I believe each site can give us," Gamble said. "Then at harvest, we interpret that fruit in a way that best reflects the vineyard." That philosophy extends into the cellar, where careful use of oak and thoughtful aging vessels aim to support rather than dominate the wine. Gamble emphasizes harvesting fully developed flavors at lower sugar levels, preserving energy and nuance while maintaining age-worthy structure. "Ultimately, we are trying to make delicious wines that can be enjoyed relatively soon after release and that also have the structure to age," he said. The 2022 rebranding to Gamble Estates marked a turning point. Not a departure from the past, but a renewed focus on vineyards as the estate's foundation. The portfolio was streamlined from 14 labels to 7, reflecting a clearer, no-nonsense approach. Today, visitors can encounter the wines through intimate, affordable tastings in Oakville, where the emphasis remains firmly on agriculture rather than spectacle. For Tom Gamble, the journey from ranching heritage to estate bottling is less about chasing trends than honoring a lineage tied to the land. "As I have evolved into a vigneron," he said, "the goal is for the finished wines to reflect what the vineyard offers naturally." Gamble Estates stands as a reminder that Napa's future may still belong to those who farm first and let the vineyards tell their story.